There's a famous Sefer HaChinuch on Parshas Bo, because Parshas Bo has the most mitzvahs, not the whole mitzvahs in the whole Torah, but it's one that had the most mitzvahs at this point, from Bo backwards. So the Sefer HaChinuch is, bother, why so many mitzvahs, Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Sefer HaChinuch gives us a major yisod in Judaism, in contrast to Western society. At least they're coming around. They're not coming around, but what's the call? The call is, Adam Nifal Lafi Pulaso, the person's affected by their actions. In other words, the question is, let's say I'm not into something, or you want to develop a feeling to do something. So I say, well, I'm not in the mood now. Whenever I'm in the mood, I'll do it. Perhaps you'll never get in the mood, and you'll never do it. Or do I have to do certain actions to create the mood? So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, the Yisod, that we all know to be true, is that actions create the mood, not the mood created. You know, when I feel like davening with Kavanah, then I'll daven. Okay, so then you'll never daven. We know you have to, in other words, if you daven three times a day, all the time, so once in a while you get lucky, you might have some Kavanah. It's the action of davening, or for that matter, it's the action of good deeds. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes regarding tzedakah, better to give 100 different aniyim than to give one a big gift. So out's the ani, the one big gift is better. But the Rambam is talking about out yourself. Where do you become a better? You become a giver. The more every time you do an action, that creates a certain mood. Like, for instance, let's say you got into a little dispute with your next door neighbor. So what you should do is, next time it snows, you should go ahead and shovel his driveway. He'll probably hate you more. But yeah, we're talking about you for him. In other words, when you do things for other people, you develop feelings. And that's why we all know that even though in a healthy relationship, parents love their children and children love their parents. So one would have thought that children love their parents more than parents. Why would I think that? Because parents, all they do is give to the children, and the children are benefiting. So obviously you would think one who is benefiting would have more love. However, it's not true. I mean, it could be the parents benefiting more. But the classical Yiddish Amama, that the more you do for someone, the more you develop feelings of Ava. As we know, and the word Ava comes from the word Hav, to give. It's ironically, the more you give to somebody, it's the more that you, that the more you have your feeling. And that's what we know in the different O. Henry stories. He has like, the clothes make the man. That certain times, you know, if you put on, I think the story over there was these crooks who had their plan to break into a jewelry store, so they had the brains and the brawn, and so the brains was going to climb into the jewelry store, so the alarm's going to go off, so the other one would dress up as a cop, and everyone would see the cop was there, so they let things go. So that's what happens. Everything's going well. And then the person dressed up as a policeman passed by the store window. He says, well, this looks good on me. He starts really feeling good. He starts feeling like a cop, and he screams, crook, crook, this guy's breaking into the jewelry. So the point being is, it doesn't usually work that way that quickly. But if you, and that gets into, in general, like clothes is a simon or a siba, but that's what the Maseilas Yesharim. In other words, that's the famous debate, the Chafetz Chaim Maseilas Yesharim, not a live debate, they didn't live at the same time, but in other words, that's what the Maseilas Yesharim writes all the time. He says that your outsides affect your inside. In other words, you do things outwardly, eventually that will affect your inward. You do repetitive things, and it's true, but the Chafetz Chaim said, b'zman hazeh, there are a lot of phonies around. A person has to work on their inside and then develop their outside. as some explain with modern, not so modern anymore, but then it was, I think you're cooking a burger in an oven, so the outside gets cooked and then the inside. That's the way things used to work. But now you microwave, you get right down to the roots. So we could discuss which way affects, whether outside affects inside or inside affects outside for different people. Maybe it's a little of both. But the yisod of the Sefer HaChinuch is to adam nifta of people also. In other words, the more acts of goodness you do, the more acts of chesed you do, the better person you come. And whether it's ben adam v'makom, ben adam v'chaveiro, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up so many different mitzvahs. Zeichel Letzias Mitzrayim, or in general, 600, because the more we do, the more good actions we do, the more it has a positive impact on us. And conversely, the more negative actions you do, the more negative effect it will have on you.